Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with My Opel, rewarding loyalty and taking care of members.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, next Monday, many workers who've been at home for the past 18 months or more are returning to the workplace on a phased basis, and perhaps you're dusting off your suit, looking forward to seeing your colleagues again, or you might feel sad to be leaving behind the commute from bed to your kitchen table. Either way, you're going to be thinking about lunch options to see you through a busy workday. So the question is, what should you be packing in your lunchbox? Well, with ideas for you on how to spice up your workday lunch, I'm joined now by Chef Holly Dalton, who's also Director of Conbini Condiments. Holly, you're very welcome. Nice to see you again.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So lots of people heading back into the office, having to think about these things that we haven't needed to think about for a long time. So the question is, how can we make time to put a lunch together for work, not fall into the habit of ordering out every day or perhaps eating the same thing every day? How do we do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly going to be a period of adjustment. And I definitely understand the first 2 weeks are you're basically just going to have blinkers on and it's just like, OK, what am I meant to do here? You know, you're going to forget about even what like a lunch hour or a lunch break looks like. It's going to be definitely a period of adjustment. But I think the key with this is crossover. If you can make things for dinner like the night before or over the weekend and you can hold a little bit back or reuse an element without obviously just like leftovers, no one wants leftovers, you know, no one wants to just be bringing leftovers in the next day. But if you can reuse some elements, and I've kind of like worked a few dishes around that concept, I think that is the key.
Some leftovers taste nicer the next day, though. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And especially if, for example, like something that I use a lot is are grain bowls. Grain bowls are my life now, basically, for the last 12 months. So if you're making a dinner like the night before, just for example, you're made like, say, like just like you make a curry and you use like, you know, short grain brown rice or any kind of rice, you know, keep a little bit of plain rice for the next day, you know, add in a little spoon of pesto. Maybe you had like a roast chicken from the weekend. Keep a little bit of chicken back. You're putting a little bit of chicken on top. Maybe you've got a carrot or like a cucumber just like not lying around the fridge. Everybody has these things. You know, suddenly you're chopping up a little bit of that, a little bit of dressing, and you have a lunch kind of out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And if you kind of, you get into that like mindset, it's very easy to draw from things you already have. And suddenly it's like, oh, I've got a lunch here I didn't even know about.
So that's just a twist on bringing in the chicken curry with the rice that you had last night in a lunchbox. This is just using the grain for a grain bowl. And you can do that with all sorts of grains.
Absolutely. Like I've been, it sounds so like weird to say, like I've been experimenting with grains, but I really have.
This is your life, Holly.
Like this is my life. A huge one for me is Frika. It's a like, it's a kind of green wheat. And it's so amazingly delicious.
I've heard about it, but I haven't used it. Is it hard to manage to cook?
Not at all. You know? Like you cook it, like most grains, you know, it's kind of like, okay, let's simmer it for 40 minutes. What can go wrong? You know, they're pretty much all nearly the same, like massive sweeping statement there. But you don't need to soak it overnight. You know what I mean? I don't really enjoy, I don't like things they have to soak overnight. Like who can commit to that? Who can decide that? You know, it's too much of a commitment.
Well, I'm sure some people will find that they're really adventurous and really organized for the first week, maybe 2 weeks, then life takes over and you go back to the cheese and ham sandwich.
Absolutely. Like there's nothing wrong with the cheese and ham sandwich, okay? And I'm not here to rip on sandwiches. But say if you make a cheese and ham sandwich every day, nothing wrong with that. But why not like take a look at the individual components of the sandwich and be like, okay, bread, what bread am I using? Can I improve my bread? Like, could I get my ham from like a local deli? Or maybe even make the massive commitment of maybe I'll roast a bit of ham, slice it and like, keep it in the freezer. That's a big commitment. But even if you're just supporting like a local grocer who maybe does their own ham, or your cheese, what cheese are you using? Are we talking Easy Singles here? Or maybe you could use like a Hegarty's cheddar or something just a bit nicer, just like zhuzh it up a little bit.
Nice relish or something to give it that little added extra.
Yeah, you could even try making your own relish if you really felt up for it.
Are you a prep person? Like do you prep on a Sunday for the week or on a Saturday for the week?
I try and prep a little bit every day, like a small amount of prep. Like one day a week, for example, I normally make like a hummus. Especially this time of year, I've been making a roasted sweet corn hummus. And that is just like I add it into soups. I add it into like everyday dinners. I add it into kind of everything.
I feel like saying here also available in supermarkets.
But I try and do a little bit like, okay, like maybe once a month I might pickle a vegetable. Do you know, it's like,
how do you do that? How do you pickle a vegetable? Because I don't know how to do that.
The simple thing I'll say to you is 3-2-1. Okay. It's 3 parts water, 2 parts vinegar, one part sugar. And that's just, if you just keep that in mind, 3-2-1, that is the ratio. That will get you through your pickling woes. Also, a little bit of dried, like, you know, everybody has like a rack of like kind of half unused, you know, dried herbs, things like that. Just put a few of them in there. Experiment. Mm-hmm. You know, even like black pepper, bay leaf, star anise. You could put a little bit of paprika in there if you wanted to.
What are you pickling?
I like to pickle cucumbers, beetroot, fennel. I really like beetroot because it's readily available in Ireland and it has like a lovely crunch once it's been pickled. It's super versatile. It also brings a lot of colour to dishes because we're entering into the period of the year now where we're kind of going to see less green stuff and we're going to see more root veg come forward, which I love. I personally love that.
So you're pickling beetroot, also available in supermarkets.
Yeah, listen, I'm not telling people to reinvent the wheel here. And also I feel that, look, this happens to me all the time. This happens to everyone all the time. You kind of pull open the veg crisper and it's not looking so crisp anymore. You're like, oh, they're kind of, you know, they're not looking too
happened
great.
Happened to me yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, and you feel so guilty. I feel so guilty.
So guilty, yeah.
So if you can, I always, like, look, if your veg is going a bit soft, as long as it's not actually, like, you know, gone off, make soup, do you know what I mean? Like, just make a soup. It's not going to impact the flavor of the soup. It's going to all be cooked so much anyway. Just try not to let it get a waste. And if you're thinking about the week ahead, which I often am, it's like, okay, do I have a very busy week coming up? Am I realistically going to use this cucumber this week? If you don't think you are, just pickle it. And then that's like a problem for another time or a solution for another
time. And what do you use the pickled vegetables for then? How do you incorporate them into, say, our lunches?
Yeah, so what I would do is, like, say, for example, pickled beetroot, you know, take that off, take a little bit of the liquid off, like chop it up, fold it through like some couscous. You could put it on a flatbread with like a little bit of like lamb or yogurt, like things like that. Just, it's so versatile in any salad, any kind of grain bowl. Even in a sandwich. I mean, like, in my opinion, most sandwiches should have a pickle element to them, especially, you know, a lot of people, myself included, we do like a kind of like a lot of, you know, like ham, cheese, kind of fatty things. And you need a pickle to kind of cut through it.
Yeah. So the recipes that we have up on your on our website now, which is rte.ie/todaycb, you have lots of ideas for autumnal grain bowls. Great. Vietnamese spring rolls. That just sounds complicated.
It really, really isn't, genuinely. And I know people say that and it's just like, you're lying. Well, this really isn't complicated. All you need is literally, there's no cooking in it. Raw veg, any kind of raw veg. I normally use cucumber, carrot, some fresh coriander, a little segment of grapefruit or even a segment of orange, a little bit of citrus in there if you want to. And then if you have any kind of cooked meat lying around, maybe like a cooked prawn, even just fry off a few prawns. I'm talking about 5 prawns. I'm not talking about a lot of work here. And basically you just get your rice paper, which you can get them in Tesco now. You can get them in a lot of supermarkets. You soak that for about 10 to 20 seconds, dry it off, put all the ingredients in the middle, and then you like fold it like an envelope, fold it up, and it's going to keep like nicely in the fridge for about 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to be eaten cold, which is kind of the key here. Like, you can bring it for lunch and it's going to be as good as when you made it, as long as it's kind of within a day or two. Really, they last you days, to be honest.
And lots of nice recipes that you have up there, Holly. But the other message that you want to deliver today is you want to tell people to don't bring your lunch every day
because
we need to support those businesses that have had a really tough time.
Totally. Like, there's definitely a balance there. And a lot of places that I kind of go to, they've really upped their game. Like, you know, it's like, this is chefs have had time to be even more creative. And there's a lot of amazing things on offer for lunch. And definitely, you know, I would be trying to support some place at least twice a week. Another thing that I like to do is, it's like, okay, maybe I won't go, you know, the whole shebang here, but I'll make a soup at home. And then I'll stop by a bakery and buy a sandwich, or I'll buy some bread to go with that. It's kind of there's a balance there. You know, you can make a little bit yourself, but it's extremely important to support your
local. And that has the advantage of feeling virtuous, but also having a little treat in the fancy bread on the side.
Absolutely. Like, I do try, even if you're just going for a coffee, like I buy a coffee every day. I know maybe that's not the best like financial advice, but I go for a coffee every single day. Like, I just think it's very important, especially to get out of the office or to get out of, take a break for half an hour. It's really important.
Yes, and don't eat your lunch at your desk.
Never. Don't. You're not even, well, like, you know, why are we even having lunch then? Don't eat your lunch at your desk, ever.
Get up, get some fresh air. Holly, thank you so much for coming in. As I said, Holly's recipe is available on rte.ie/todaycb. We'll see you again soon. But that's all we have time for today. Thank you very much for listening. Today's programme was produced by Rachel Graham, researched by Ciarán Dunn. Our broadcast coordinator is Louise Kerr Ross. Liam Mullen was on sound. And now it's over to Ronan.